Jam?
Did you grow apples here?
Yeah.
What
variety? We have it's a low dye, but it's like the yellow transparent.
I see. Okay. That's great. Now, we're moving on into the farm and the ranch. I can see you're excited. What are those things they used to separate? I guess we talked about the Johnson County War.
Yeah.
That was over...
Oh, you mean a fence?
Uh-huh. What kind of fences did they have?
Barbed wire.
Were there any other varieties they had?
No, I don't think in that time, did they? They didn't have the woven wire then.
I don't think so. Did they have any wood fences?
Well, what's it called, though?
Next button rail now in this country. Just a pole fence.
Yeah, just a pole fence here. But there are some... Buck and what?
Buck and rail. Yeah.
Buck and rail.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between just a pole fence and a buck and rail?
A buck and rail is this way, and they hold themselves up because the logs go in here, and they'll come down here, and then they go back out.
Oh, so they're sort of diagonals.
Yes.
And back.
Uh-huh.
I see. And
the others have
pole
posts.
Fence is just straight.
Yes, and they use posts. But the buck and what doesn't need that because they fasten together this way.
So and then they're grooved at the end?
Yes, they're. No, well, not.
You got your A up, Margaret.
What?
You got your A up and then you nail it to the A.
Oh, okay.
So they call that an A?
Yeah,
I didn't suppose they had anything other than that. I thought they just. Huh. I think years ago it was just a lot like putting a house together.
Well, if you had big enough logs.
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell me the names of some places where you would store animals, keep animals.
Barns or stable or shed, corral.
Are there different types of corrals?
Yes.
Square corrals, round corrals.
Square corrals and round corrals, if you're hearing my voice better there. Sheep pens and horse corrals had to be higher because they'd jump over. And pig pens, and they had to be well down to the ground so the pigs didn't go through.
Did they ever
underneath.
Use the word sty, or it was always pen for pig?
It's a word that is used, but I've always heard it used pen.
I see. Okay. What about, where would you, for example, take the cattle to graze?
Mountains, pasture.
And if you're growing a crop, you grow that in a
field.
And are there different types of fields?
Yes, I suppose.
If you have green fields.
Okay. You're talking about barns and sheds. What's the difference between a barn and a shed?
Barns larger and more stable. No, I told you it was a stable and more.
More enclosed.
Steadier, yeah, more enclosed, possibly. It probably has a door to it. A shed may be open, just one side may be completely open with a shed.
Okay, and if you were, where would they store they'd store the
granary, the grain in a granary and the hay in a stack or in the what's the attic in a barn, huh?
A mow.
A mow in the top of the barn.
I see. What about corn? Would they ever store that?
Silage.
I see. Would they ever store the cobs themselves?
Not in this country too much.
No, we don't. They grind it here and then pack it into silage.
So they wouldn't use it? You wouldn't be familiar with a thing like a corn crib?
No, I don't think so.
Where would they have those?
Nebraska and through there, possibly.
And that's what they call
it? Yeah, but we didn't used to raise corn other than just to eat.